How close are we to the end of days? Are we living in the end of days now? Join us today as we unpack Mark chapter 13. The disciples approach Jesus with this question. Tell us, when will all this happen? What sign will show us that these things are about to be fulfilled? Jesus answers their question with a long discourse, and he begins sharing with them a list of the things that they will see just prior to the return of Christ. What kinds of things will be happening in the world? They are compared to a woman in labor having labor pains, and they will become more intense and more frequent. Listen in as we explore the question, how close are we to the end of days? Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the New Living Translation for the Old Testament and for the New Testament. Exodus 27, 1-8. Using acacia wood, construct a square altar 7.5 feet wide, 7.5 feet long, and 4.5 feet high. Make horns for each of its four corners, so that the horns and altar are all one piece. Overlay the altar with bronze. Make ash buckets, shovels, basins, meat forks, and fire pans, all of bronze. Make a bronze grating for it and attach four bronze rings at its four corners. Install the grating halfway down the side of the altar under the ledge. For carrying the altar, make poles from acacia wood and overlay them with bronze. Insert the poles through the rings on the two sides of the altar. The altar must be hollow, made from planks. Build it just as you were shown on the mountain. Mark 12:38-13:13. Jesus also taught, "Beware of these teachers of religious law, for they like to parade around in flowing robes and receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces. And how they love the seats of honor in the synagogues and at the head table at banquets. Yet they shamelessly cheat widows out of their property and then pretend to be pious by making long prayers in public. Because of this, they will be more severely punished." Jesus sat down near the collection box in the temple and watched as the crowds dropped in their money. Many rich people put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in two small coins. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more than all the others who are making contributions, for they gave a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she had to live on." As Jesus was leaving the temple that day, one of his disciples said, "Teacher, look at these magnificent buildings. Look at the impressive stones in the walls." Jesus replied, "Yes, look at these great buildings, but they will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another." Later, Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives across the valley from the temple. Peter, James, John, and Andrew came to him privately and asked him, "Tell us, when will all this happen? What sign will show us that these things are about to be fulfilled?" Jesus replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in many parts of the world, as well as famines. But this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come. When these things begin to happen, watch out. You will be handed over to the local councils and beaten in the synagogues. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell them about me." for the good news must first be preached to all nations. But when you are arrested to stand trial, don't worry in advance about what to say. Just say what God tells you at that time, for it is not you who will be speaking, but the Holy Spirit. A brother will betray his brother to death, a father will betray his own child, and children will rebel against their parents and cause them to be killed. And everyone will hate you, because you are my followers. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Psalm 49:1-20. Listen to this, all you people. Pay attention, everyone in the world. High and low, rich and poor, listen. For my words are wise, and my thoughts are filled with insight. I listen carefully to many proverbs and solve riddles with inspiration from a harp. Why should I fear when trouble comes, when enemies surround me? They trust in their wealth and boast of great riches. Yet they cannot redeem themselves from death by paying a ransom to God. Redemption does not come so easily, for no one can ever pay enough to live forever and never see the grave. Those who are wise must finally die, just like the foolish and senseless leaving all their wealth behind. The grave is their eternal home, where they will stay forever. They may name their estates after themselves, but their fame will not last. They will die just like animals. This is the fate of fools, though they are remembered as being wise. Like sheep, they are led to the grave, where death will be their shepherd. In the morning, the godly will rule over them. Their bodies will rot in the grave, far from their grand estates. But as for me, God will redeem my life. He will snatch me from the power of the grave. So don't be dismayed when the wicked grow rich and their homes become ever more splendid. For when they die, they take nothing with them. Their wealth will not follow them into the grave. In this life, they consider themselves fortunate and are applauded for their success. But they will die like all before them and never again see the light of day. People who boast of their wealth don't understand. They will die just like animals. Proverbs 10:27-28. Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. The hopes of the godly result in happiness, but the expectations of the wicked come to nothing. Are we living in the last days? The disciples ask a burning question of Jesus in Mark chapter 13. They ask him, "Tell us, when will all this happen? What sign will you show us that these things are about to be fulfilled?" Jesus answers the question and he goes through a laundry list of things that we would see in the end of days, in the days just prior to his second coming. The very first thing at the top of the list is he begins by saying, don't let anyone mislead you or deceive you. Don't be deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming that I am the Messiah. So he warns us that there will be false prophets. They will deceive many. Another item on the list, he says, is you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. These things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Certainly, we are living in a time and a season of many wars. We've seen the Russia-Ukraine war going on for several years now. We've seen the Hamas war that began on October the 7th of 2023, and that still is not fully resolved. Israel is at war on seven fronts with Hezbollah, Hamas, with Palestinian terrorists that live within their midst in Judea and Samaria, with Iran, with Syria, with the Houthis in Yemen. And we don't see an end in sight. What will it take for Israel to be able to conclude this war successfully? We continue to see wars and rumors of wars. Yeshua, Jesus, goes on to say that there would be earthquakes in many parts of the world as well as famines. And certainly we do see earthquakes and tsunamis and famines going on throughout the world. But this is only the first of the birth pains with more to come. So when he compares and likens it to a woman in labor. And in the beginning stages of labor, the labor pains are far apart. They might be 5 or 7 or 9 minutes apart. But as the labor pains increase, they become more frequent and more intense. And so the earthquakes and the famines and the wars are all considered to be like birth pains. He warns them and goes on to say, you will be handed over to local councils and beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers. In other words, he warns that there's going to be persecution. I recently read that in Sudan, there were 70 Christians who were beheaded. It hardly made the news at all. I found the information on Telegram. So we're seeing tremendous persecution against both Jews and Christians throughout the world. Particularly, we've seen a huge spike in anti-Semitism and Jew hatred ever since the October 7th, 2023 war began. He warns and goes on to say, a brother will betray his brother to death. A father will betray his own child, and children will rebel against their parents and cause them to be killed. I can't imagine what kind of circumstances would be happening that family members would betray each other. What kind of brainwashing and propaganda and sowing the seeds of hatred is going to be out there that family members will betray each other? I think about how during World War II in Europe, when the Nazis were hunting down the Jews like animals, that there were Europeans, Poles, or Germans, or others throughout Europe that would betray the Jewish people. They would turn them into the Nazis, and then at midnight, a Jewish family would get a knock on the door, and the Nazis would come and haul them away, and off they would go onto the trains to the death camps. We saw a lot of division during the COVID pandemic. And one thing that divided families then was whether or not you took the jab or you did not take the jab. And there were some families that did not have Thanksgiving together because there were some who were jabbed and some who were not. Perhaps it'll be a division, something like that. Perhaps the division will be something about the mark of the beast, those who've taken the mark and those who have not. And there would be those who have taken the mark and given their pledge of allegiance to the beast, to the Antichrist, that would betray neighbors, friends, or family of those who have not taken the mark. How close are we to the end of days? Are we living in the end of days now? Only time will tell, but it's good to know what the warning signs are. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom. Yevarekha Adonai Vishmarekha Yayeh Adonai Anavilaka vikuneka Yisa Adonai Anavilaka Vayasen leka
लेखा शाहू।
The Aaronic Blessing from Numbers chapter 6, 24 to 26. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.